Item 17.
Item number 17, from the Director of Audit's Office of the Comptroller, submitting an annual informational audit report entitled 2013 Annual Report Audit Hotline and Activity Related to Fraud, Waste, and Abuse. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Director Hare.
Mr. Chairman, this is an informational report that's required under the legislation that created the fraud hotline in 1993. We annually report out on the activity of the hotline. For 2013, we had direct savings of $49,000, and in addition to that, we estimate that the future savings from some action with regard to rent assistance participants could result in savings of $228,000 in future years. It was a fairly normal year for hotline activity. We got about 42 complaints. We closed 38 cases, and the others are in process. In terms of the type of work that we did, a couple examples. There was a service provider that had identified some overbilling by one of their employees, and that was fine, but they had determined an amount that we felt we needed to take a look at, and as a result of our work, we tripled the amount of overbilling that was due back to the county. We also had some cases in rent assistance. I want to make it clear, though, that the rent assistance hotline activity has been really trending down in the last several years. It seems there's a real commitment on the part of current management of that program to have better accountability apart from the fraud hotline. So we had a small number of cases, but again, there were instances of false reporting of income and false reporting of adults in the household, and we dealt with those through management and are satisfied with the results. We had some forged checks and some altered checks that were we worked on, and again, we've had enough of these over the years that we've put in some controls. The treasurer uses a program called Positive Pay that makes sure that before the bank pays out on a check that we've actually directed them to do so by electronic means. So we had several of those that the bank helped us straighten out. The bottom line, we think that since 1994, we've had direct savings of nearly $5 million and tangible savings of closer to 10. Indirect long-term savings of closer to 10. The intangible savings or effect is really, it sends a message to the citizens that someone's watching, that someone cares, and that as a government, we don't tolerate waste, fraud, or abuse. I'll leave it at that. It's for your information. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them.
Thank you. Any questions? Any comments? Okay, so none. This is informational, unless committee members would like to do something else. Item number